Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another Talking Rugby Union Quarantine Cast 6 or 7, I think this is. There's been plenty of podcasts going out of Talking Rugby Union. We've had the Loose Heads podcast. We've had, well, just had loads of podcasts. And today I'm joined by Max Ashcroft.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
No complaints, mate. It's lovely weather where I am. How's everything with you?
Beautiful blue skies. The sun is shining.
And you've been putting some finishing touches to your home gym?
Yeah, just it's quarantine life now, isn't it? Walking, home gyms, cooking, jigsaws, all the essentials.
Have you braved the shave yet, or is that still...
No, I'm going full caveman, full caveman.
Nice.
Not going to cut, shave the hair, or shave the beard until I can get to my barber's.
Oh, that's the one in Southport, isn't it?
Yeah, very close. Very good friend of mine. I'm missing him very much.
Do you miss him, or do you miss when he cuts your hair? Which one is it more?
A bit of both, I think. It's a good social as well.
Oh, that's nice. Mine's closed, and it's tantalisingly closed, so much so I can see it outside of my bedroom window.
That is painful. Very painful.
Yeah, it's only a tenner as well, so it's especially painful. So, myself and Max have jumped on a call, not really to talk about rugby, which is a novelty for us. We're going to be talking about pretty much the only sporting event that's going to be taking place in the world at the minute, unless you're in Belarus. The NFL draft is coming up.
It's the eve of the draft today.
Yeah, so by the time you listen to this, it will be roughly... just over 12 hours to go until the first selection is made.
Yep.
I plan on finding some way. I'm not going to say I'm going to watch it for free illegally, but there's a chance I might.
You'll find a way.
No, there's always, when there's a will, there's a way.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking a bit about that, kind of how we, because obviously me and you, Max, we watched the Super Bowl together this year.
We did. We did indeed.
A late Sunday night train for me.
Yeah, no, we did indeed.
It was good. It was good, wasn't it? San Francisco versus Kansas City. Kansas City lifting the Lombardi Trophy above their heads.
Yeah.
And basically, myself and Max, as much as obviously we've become good friends because of rugby, we also really enjoy watching NFL, and we kind of have a chat about the NFL. And this is basically an opportunity for us to do that through Talking Rugby Union. And whilst there's not loads of rugby to talk about. So as part of this episode, we're going to just have a bit of a chat about the draft, probably a bit about the business of the NFL, because obviously Max loves his business. And then we've put together 15 of NFL players, which is, I think, potentially going to divide opinion between not just me and you, Max, but the people at large.
Yeah, very controversial, some of my picks. Now, I'm not too bad, actually. I think mine are... If you know a little bit about NFL, you should know most of my picks, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think I've got... I'm trying to think who I've got this rogue. I think I've got two rogue ones.
Yeah, I reckon I've got a couple of rogue ones. But I think the rest are, you know, are relatively, you know, the players in the sort of limelight.
Now, obviously, so this is basically the only element of the sporting landscape still going ahead. So it's kind of been... Have you been looking at a lot more NFL coverage over the last few weeks, Max?
Yeah, I think what the NFL have always done quite well, you know, from a social point of view, you know, over this period, they've kept really active. You know, and it's probably quite a unique time in the NFL season or league where it's the everything's happened with COVID, in terms of it was during, you know, they still did the combine. And then I know a few of the pro days had to get filmed instead of scouts going. But the NFL social, they kept it going. They kept it really up to date, and they still are doing. And also all the free agency buzz as well, which is a massive thing this time of the year. You know, seeing, you know, like you like Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all those people, you know, Cam Newton, just seeing where they're all going to end up. and it, you know, players getting traded left, right, and centre. It's like, you know, it's no hold bars, which I love. I love the brutality of the NFL. The, you know, it's just business as usual. Yeah, get rid of him. We need two draft picks. It's just there's a poetic brutality to it, which I just love. Next man up. Yeah, it's just it's so entertaining. And when you get into it just a little bit, you really get engrossed in it.
And obviously, one of the main ways that me and you have been able to gain insight into the life of the NFL, the brutality that we speak of, has been over the last few years through these like behind the doors kind of documentaries. Obviously,
you've got all the All or Nothing series. You've got Instagram handles like the Heck Down, or the, I think it's the Heck Down, Check Down, or whatever it's called. You know, NFL movies, you know, all the behind the scenes, the clubs are so good at doing, you know, the Browns have got like a, you know, they do a docu-series. It's the level that they go into it is massive. You know, the club's production levels are just as good as, you know, Amazon and Netflix. So it's, you know, you've got so many routes and so many different content that's just bombarding you. And when you get into it, there's just so many avenues. You can, YouTube, Instagram, you know, then you get engrossed with the team, the players, and it's just a domino effect.
And do you know what I really like? I really like the fact that the teams aren't kind of scared to throw a bit of spice in terms of the news on their own website, like talking about, oh, who are we going to pick at this draft choice and stuff like that as well. And I think it's really different. I think they really take charge of their own news, which I think is a great way to do PR, especially long term, as well as you know, drawing a fan base, because they're actually fairly transparent in comparison to your rugby clubs or your football clubs.
Oh, very much. They're very transparent, very honest. You know, it's like, right, Cam Newton's not going to be number one at the Panthers, getting someone else in. You know, I think the really interesting one this year has been the, you know, there was a lot of quarterback free agents available, but they're all holding out. A lot of the teams are holding out for next year when Trevor Lawrence is going to be available, and they reckon he'll be the best quarterback prospect there's been. So it's mind games. It's a board game of, you know, what draft picks can we get? Can we get into a good position for next year? These guys are planning, you know, every year it's changing. I just love that about it.
And so obviously more recently I've watched every season of All or Nothing in terms of the NFL teams. I was wondering which of the seasons, so like we've got the Arizona Cardinals, you've got the Los Angeles Rams, you've got Dallas Cowboys, Carolina Panthers, and then more recently the Philadelphia Eagles. Which of those seasons was your favourite?
First one, Arizona. First one. Yeah, Arizona. Is that the first one, I think?
Yeah, it was. It was the first NFL one, yeah.
Yeah, Arizona was the first. Yeah, that I love that one.
What was it about that one that kind of tied you into it?
It's what got me into NFL.
Right.
I just gave it a go. I'm into my sports documentaries. You know, I'll always, doesn't really matter what sport it is, I'll give it a watch. You know, so I think it's just got me into it. There's some really big characters at the Arizona Cardinals at that time. You know, Bruce Arians was the GM, was the coach, sorry, head coach. And, you know, he's a character. You know, you had Tyrann Mathieu, well, obviously won the Super Bowl with Kansas. With Kansas, he was a cornerback or safety for Arizona at the time. They talk about his NFL story, which, you know, he was at LSU and then he got expelled from LSU, I think, for smoking marijuana. And then they just go into people's lives and everyone's got a story. And I think it's that storytelling that really it appeals to me.
No, I completely agree. If I had to say my favourite one, it was probably Carolina. And I can't really put a reason on what I think it was probably the most open after Arizona.
Yeah, I think Cam Newton he sells it. I think he's a special human being in every way. He's a character. He is, you know, yeah, I think it's just the Cam Newton show wherever he is.
Definitely. And I think getting to learn about the characters like Luke Kuechly and Greg Olsen.
I thought
that was great.
Yeah, you know, that Luke Kuechly, hard as nails on the pitch. But, you know, he's just, all he obviously wants to do is just fish.
It's great, isn't it?
Just wants to sit by a river fishing, making his millions. He's retired now. He just wants to fish. And there's no, you know, it's you know, you've got Luke McCaffrey. Is it McCaffrey, Ryan?
Christian McCaffrey.
You know, you've got him, who was a standout this year, and, you know, his story, you know, he wasn't rated that highly. And then, like, look at him now. He's probably one of the best NFL running backs there are. So,
well, it's kind of funny because he went to Stanford, which isn't traditionally like one of the biggest football universities. So that's where Richard Sherman came from. That's where quite a few people have come from. But then when you go to like one of those perceived Ivy Leagues, because the competition in comparison in the Ivy League is different, they don't get rated as highly.
Yeah.
And then you tie that into now, he's getting $64 million contracts. He's done very well for himself. And his dad obviously played for Denver many years ago. And I just really enjoyed learning about it. But you're right, that Arizona one with Carson Palmer as quarterback, and that was actually, I think, as well, the furthest that a team's got with the all or nothing cameras behind them.
Yeah, Amazon are definitely just waiting for that one team that, you know, I don't know who they were filming this year.
It was Philadelphia, so they need to learn. They need to find out who they're doing.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, they need to. That could be up in the air anyway. But anyway, yeah, you know, I think Amazon, what they've done for the NFL has been massive.
Yeah, of course. And for rugby fans, there is an All Blacks one, which I've not watched yet because I've been massively more busy than I was expecting over this period. And that's thanks to you, Max. Thank you very much.
I've watched a recent one, the Test, about the Australian cricket team, which is probably probably the best sporting documentary that I've watched.
Right.
So if anybody wants to go, everyone's got spare time, go watch the Test on Amazon.
I need to watch it.
Yeah. You don't really have to be a massive sport. You don't have to be a massive cricket fan to enjoy it and to appreciate it. So it really grips you.
Maybe this is the thing that finally gets me completely back on board with cricket, because I've flipped in and out of it for years now, and so I really need something to get me back involved, because I was gonna go to Old Trafford this summer after work. I was gonna, and it's just all gone now.
Yeah, I think watch the space though for cricket. If there's one sport that I reckon you could socially distance well, cricket.
Funnily enough, I spoke to your dad the other day and he said the same thing.
Yeah, so watch the space.
No, I'm hoping there's going to be some county at least.
Yeah, I mean, what's the average attendance for a county championship game? Probably about 20 people.
Probably, yeah.
So it's all, the social distancing is already done.
No, yeah, of course. So obviously, big news overnight in the NFL. Rob Gronkowski out of retirement.
Big Gronk.
I am so excited to see how Tampa Bay do this year.
No pressure on him.
It's a bit of a Cleveland Browns situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit. You know, who they got in the attack? So they've got obviously Brady, they've got Evans.
Godwin,
Gronk. They're fully loaded.
Barber, the running back, if he's still there, I can't remember.
Yeah, so no pressure. And that's a Bruce Arians team, isn't it?
Yes, very much the man referred to as the quarterback whisperer, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, who's he had? He's had Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger,
yeah,
Carson Palmer, I think someone else in between, and then obviously... Well, he had Jameis. He thought Jameis was going to work out.
Well, that one didn't, did it?
30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns in 1 year, an NFL first.
Consistent.
Then he had LASIK this summer. This time off. So I think they're saying that he should have just worn contacts.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But I believe he's been cut. I don't even think he's on the roster anymore. So basically... If anyone's listening to this, this is basically a conversation about me and Max going full Moors on the NFL.
Yeah.
And it's going to get even nausier now because myself and Max have taken some time to pick out an NFL rugby team, essentially. And we're going to start, I think, with the front row just to get out of the way as soon as we can.
Say that again, Joe. Just cut out. Sorry, mate.
Oh, sorry. No. And I think me and you are going to just go through the front row of this NFL rugby team that we put, I mean, the NFL rugby teams that we put together, just to get it out of the way and avoid criticism as much as possible.
Yeah, let's do it. Do you want me to go first? So I'm saying my team first.
We'll just go with your front row first.
Front row, right. Yeah. So at tight end, I've gone for Tyron Smith, offensive tackle for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like it.
Massive hands, solid as a rock, no one gets past him, and very, very powerful.
It's a good shot.
Then at hooker, I've gone for Jason Kelce of the Eagles.
I had a feeling you'd gone for him.
Just because I think he is an old school hooker. Small, wide neck, squat. And good hands as well. Reckon he'd be good in the line out. And then this is my wild card at loose head.
Okay.
Saquon Barkley.
Oh my word.
Because.
Yeah, please.
The new age prop. You know, okay. Ellis Genge, Saquon Barkley. You know, very similar. Aggressive runners, massive legs, big frames. You know?
I mean, if you stood them side by side, they'd look exactly the same. I completely agree. Do you know what? I can get behind it. Get behind it. Yeah, definitely. Shall I rattle through my front row?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I'll start off at tight head as well. So tight head, I went with Fletcher Cox of Philadelphia Eagles.
Nice.
Gets down low, pushes hard. I mean, if we're giving ourselves, imagine if we gave ourselves a salary cap for this as well, $25 million that he's getting paid, I think this year, which is scary. Loose head, I went with Washington Redskins left tackle Trent Williams. Didn't play last year,
right?
Because he basically fallen out of the team, but widely regarded as the best left tackle in the league.
Nice.
And I went with him because I was thinking, firstly, he's used to being on that left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, in a similar way, he has to stay low in order to make sure that attackers can't kind of go over him, essentially. And we'll push hard. And then at hooker, I went with center Ben Jones of the Tennessee Titans because of, well, the work that they did in the late season getting into the playoffs.
Nice.
Yeah, I went a bit. I had to research that one. I went onto far too many websites to decide on Mr. Jones, but he's made it.
Good.
I'm sure he's happy to know it. And then we'll move on to your locks now, Max.
This was a tricky one for me, but I went with an attacking pair.
Oh.
Rob Gronkowski.
Okay.
And Travis Kelce.
See, we've got a match there.
You've got two Super Bowl winners, both well over 6 foot, powerful, dynamic, good hands in the air. Mm-hmm. They'd be the best second row duo, I reckon.
Yeah, I've gone with Kelce as well. Does this mean I have to change him now? Is this
No. I don't think so. I think you can.
God. And then I went with so Kelce's my four man. And then at five, I've selected Calais Campbell.
Oh, nice. Bulky, sturdy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking if we want to get scrummaging and then also lifting up the line out and hitting, making tackles, I was thinking, there we go, Calais Campbell will probably do that. And I'm a big fan of his.
Yeah, he comes across well.
No, he's really good. And obviously Kelce speaks for himself. Wouldn't think that he had the same issues as Tyrann Mathieu in terms of he had to sit out a year because of marijuana use.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when he was at college, yeah.
Nice.
Which is why I think he fell down the draft because there was, I think it must just be the thing there with that when there's those kind of issues, they obviously go against the player, seemingly.
Yeah.
Now, back, I'm really excited about back rows because I think I've picked some dynamic athletes. So I'm going to hear yours first and probably have two of the same.
Six, I've gone for Von Miller.
Yes, me too.
Seven, I've gone for Nick Bosa.
Same.
And number eight, I've gone for, controversial one, Alex Gray.
Thank God we don't have the same ones all the way around. Right, okay, so Von Miller and Nick Bosa, I'm presuming, defensively, but could also probably carry Pill, as you're thinking, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underhill. Underhill and Curry.
I can get behind that massively. And they can both pack a punch. That's the most important thing. So I want to hear more about the Alex Gray selection.
Arguably one of the best young number eights in England for a long time. Mm-hmm. Quickest number eight in England for a long time. Decided to go over to Atlanta to become a tight end. Ultimately, you know, it's a big loss. It was a massive loss for English rugby. But, you know, hopefully he gets the luck he deserves with Atlanta. But he'd be great. He'd be my number eight.
Mm.
Need a bit of experience, a bit of
rugby knowledge. So that's fair enough. And obviously Austin Hooper's just left to go to the Browns from Atlanta. So maybe Alex is going to be in for a shout this year.
Yeah.
He is hoping. I went with Zeke Elliott at number eight.
Nice.
Yeah. So I figured two kind of defensive but dynamic players at six and seven, and then ball carrying. I thought that was my logic anyway.
I can see that, mate.
Then shall we go with halfback pairing?
Yes, and I've gone for two number one, round one, pick one draft picks.
Oh, God.
Same college at Oklahoma. Nine, Kyler Murray. Oh no, Kyler Murray. Was Kyler Murray first? Number one draft pick?
Yeah, he was number one last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield at 10.
Oh, you're a big fan. You're a big Baker fan.
Big Baker fan. Big Baker fan. I just think Kyler Murray reminds me, he's small, quick around the base. You know, awesome pass on him. Mm-hmm. Then Baker Mayfield just gives you that raw flair. Not afraid to do it. You know, Quade Cooper-esque.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a great shout. See, I've gone massively safer in comparison. I went with Russell Wilson at 9 and then Aaron Rodgers at 10.
Nice. Because Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, very similar.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I think Russell Wilson probably, to me in particular, is kind of regarded as kind of paving the way for Kyler, because obviously Russell was probably deemed as too short when he joined the league. I mean, in comparison, now Rodgers 6'5 or something ridiculous. Both athletic and both winners, both won Super Bowls.
Yep.
Whereas no. Baker and Kyler haven't.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, no, it is hard. And obviously, the thing is as well, obviously, we have personal opinions for each of these players, which is why picking out these kind of teams is always kind of quite fun.
Aaron Rodgers is a good shout, though. Gunslinger. He's a gunslinger.
He's got good feet as well.
Great feet.
And then we'll go for your two wings, then we'll do centres and then fullback.
I've gone with one wing, Raheem Mostert of San Francisco. For his form in the back end of the season for San Fran, and then the other wing, Alvin Kamara.
Oh, I like that. What? So obviously Raheem Mostert, was he the rookie?
No, he's not a rookie. He was undrafted, 772 rushing yards for the 49ers this season. Eight touchdowns. He's 28 years old. He only got one touchdown previous in his whole NFL career before this season.
I remember watching him and I thought he was electric. And then obviously he was everyone was expecting his first ever NFL start to be in the Super Bowl. He didn't start, did he?
No. Of course it's
savage. It is savage business. Then Alvin Kamara. It's interesting he's gone for two running backs.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara I think would cause mayhem. And then you'd understand why when you see my two centers.
Ah, right. So I'll get my centers out of the way. I've gone with Derrick Henry, the Tennessee running back.
Oh, yeah, naughty.
Unit of a man. I'm thinking Lomu-esque there.
Very much so.
And then Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Amari Cooper on the other wing.
Oh, great. Awesome player.
He's just been paid $100 million, I understand.
Show me the money.
Oh, you'd be loving life, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, now we've alluded to your centres that are set to help everyone cause carnage. I would love to hear the names, please.
12, Kareem Hunt.
Oh, this is naughty.
Wrecking ball, but also was used very much in the pass game this season for Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So he's got some good hands on him. And then to back him up, OBJ.
You've gone full flare.
Full flare. Full flare. I reckon great hands to distribute to my two wingers. Mm-hmm. But got that pace and he'll catch anything.
Yeah. Lot of up and unders.
Mm. Lots of up and unders. Just need a kicker now. I'm going to put a kicker in.
Here's the thing. I was really tempted to put a kicker at 10 and just literally that'd be my game plan.
Yeah. We didn't think in that much detail. But...
Well, no, we didn't. So I went somewhat similar, in that I went for Christian McCaffrey at 12.
Nice.
Because he can catch, pass.
Brad Barrett.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, kind of that kind of combative small 12. Not afraid to put his body on the line either.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at 13, I went with Patrick Mahomes.
Controversial.
What?
Distributing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm liking this idea of like 2-3 playmakers. That's kind of the dream for me.
I would swap your centers around.
Do you think? But then I've got Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Patrick Mahomes. Well, I mean, they'd swap around anyway, wouldn't they?
Yeah, you'd just have Mahomes just distributing to McCaffrey, just giving him everything he needed.
That's true. And we've also got Derrick Henry on that wing as well.
Exactly. Feed him.
Or feed the men. Feed the big men. Which I suppose only really leaves fullback for us to look at. And I'm really interested. I've been interested in this entire thing, obviously. But I'm intrigued.
For my fullback, Tyreek Hill.
Ooh. I mean, the fastest man in the NFL.
Can't kick. I mean, you can't kick to him, otherwise he'll score.
I mean, he's proven that countless times. I went a bit more conservative.
Look forward to hearing it.
Marcus Peters, the Baltimore cornerback.
Nice, good shout.
Traded away from LA Rams when they brought in... not Aaron Ramsey. That's a footballer. Ramsey from Jaguars. And I just thought reliable ball carrier in defensive terms. So Tyreek Hill. Wow. This would be a hell of a ding-dong.
It would be. Very much so.
I'm quite happy we've only had three of the same, though. It would have been very easy for us to have very similar sides, I think.
Yeah, very much so. But I think we've done a good job there, Joe.
Yeah, I think so too. I really enjoyed doing that last week because it was a bit of a distraction for having to do NCAA voiceovers.
Yeah.
Which I found quite stressful after a while.
Yeah, no, a lot of you time, a lot of your voice.
It's getting a bit too much, isn't it? I'm kind of looking forward for when Chris is the voice for a while.
Yeah, it's his turn soon.
I think I've got a feeling it might not be till next week though. Which just let me think. Did I do second in National to North? No, I didn't. It's Chris tomorrow.
Got you.
So Chris did file. and then I did Tunbridge Studians. There we go. Work that one out. So everyone can look at that on the NCAA accounts, which of course we kind of we are the official content provider for. And Max, I suppose that's our little NFL nausery over, because we have the opportunity to actually be nausy about it for once.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it too, mate. It was good fun. Yeah. Good distraction.
And so the day that this podcast is released, it's going to be the first day of the NFL draft. So if you've got, I believe, Sky Sports or the NFL, or the what's it called? There's like some sort of NFL official broadcast thing. You can watch it on there. I think it starts at 11 p.m.
Buzzing.
I'm really looking forward to it. Just as a kind of a parting shot, who do you think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to choose first?
Big Joe Burrow, aren't it?
Yeah, Ohio born and bred.
Mm.
Be very good for them. Although Carson Palmer's brother is his rep. And obviously Carson Palmer didn't leave Cincinnati on good terms.
Hmm.
That's an interesting one.
But does he doesn't have a choice though, does he?
Well, I mean, you'd say, I mean, which Manning was it? Eli Manning. He was meant to go to Chargers. And then basically said he wouldn't go, and that's how Philip Rivers ended up at the Chargers.
We shall see. All shall be revealed.
Yeah, it's very... the world of American sports is, as much as I'm kind of... I write about it quite a lot, it's still a mystery to me.
Oh, very much so.
And, Max, we will speak in a couple of days' time. This podcast will be released tomorrow, and there'll be another one on Sunday, which is going to be a bit of sevens, just all about sevens rugby. A lot of USA focus there as well. This is kind of a bit of a USA week on Talking Rugby Union. You can review and rate this comment, this podcast below on whichever podcast service that you are using. And it really helps us kind of get up the rankings there and a bit more visible for more people to listen. You can follow Max on Twitter and Instagram. You're going to have to tell me the tags if you can remember them.
The tags?
Your
Oh, My tags. It is. Oh, I'm well known on Twitter now. Max _ Ashcroft on Twitter. Max Ashcroft 20 on Instagram.
And then I'm at JoeHarvey34 on. What am I on? I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And I'm on TikTok. That's kind of it. You can find Talking Rugby Union at Talk Rugby Union on Twitter, at Talking Rugby Union on Instagram. Just type in Talking Rugby Union into Facebook and we'll be there, and even on LinkedIn as well. Thank you very much for listening to this Talking Rugby Union podcast, and I'm sure you'll hear us next time.